Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, we will conduct the question-and-answer session. To ask a question, please press star and then the number one. This call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this point. Now, I'll turn the meeting over to your host, Mr. Scott Wanne. Sir, you may now proceed.
Thanks, Haley, and good morning, everyone. This is Scott Wanne. I'm President and CEO of Atlas, and with me today is Paul Romano, our Vice President and Chief Financial Officer. Thank you for joining us. This morning, Atlas issued its 2012 first quarter and year-end financial results. Copies of this press release are available in the Investor Relations section of the company's website at www.atlas-fin.com. You're also welcome to contact Adam Pryor at the Equity Group at 212-836-9600, and they'll be happy to send you a copy of this release or any other publicly available information about the company. In addition, a recording of this call will be made available at our website shortly after we wrap up. I will now turn things over to Paul, who will read our Safe Harbor statement.
On this call, Atlas may make forward-looking statements regarding the company, its subsidiaries, and businesses. Such statements are based on current expectations of the management of each entity. The words anticipate, expect, believe, may, should, estimate, project, outlook, forecast, or similar words are used to identify such forward-looking information. The forward-looking events and circumstances discussed on this call may not occur and could differ materially as a result of known and unknown risk factors and uncertainties affecting the company, including the risk regarding the insurance industry, economic factors, and the equity markets generally, and the risk factors discussed in the risk factor section of its Form 10-K for the year ended December 31, 2012, which was filed this morning. No forward-looking statement can be guaranteed. Except as required by applicable securities laws, forward-looking statements speak only as of the date on which they are made, and the company and its subsidiaries undertake no obligation to publicly update or revise any forward-looking statement, whether as a result of new information, future events, or otherwise. All amounts discussed on this call are in U.S. dollars unless otherwise indicated. Additional information about Atlas, including a copy of its 2012 Form 10-K, can be accessed on the U.S. Securities Administrator's website at sec.gov, the Canadian Securities Administrator's website at sedar.com, or through Atlas's website at atlas-fin.com. With that, I'd like to turn the call back to Scott.
Thanks, Paul. On this morning's call, I'll provide a brief update regarding our business operations and 2012 financial results. Paul will review our fourth quarter results in detail, and then I'll return to share our observations on current market conditions and outlook. We'll then open it up for Q&A. For those of you who are new to the story, Atlas's business model is very straightforward. We formed Atlas in December 2010, with the objective of streamlining the focus of the insurance companies we acquired, with a commitment to being the industry leader in the targeted markets to which we sell our products. Through effective execution of our strategic plans, today our subsidiaries are actively writing only Atlas's core light commercial automobile lines, specifically focusing on taxicab, limousine, and paratransit operators, and our infrastructure is efficient and scalable. We've had a transformational few months since our last quarterly conference call in November, and I look forward to sharing details with you today. In summary, we completed our previously announced acquisition of Gateway Insurance Company in January, which expanded Atlas's geographic presence in our commercial auto lines of business in a meaningful way. In February, we successfully completed our U.S. IPO, culminating in the company becoming listed on NASDAQ under the symbol AFH. And now we're reporting the highest quarterly earned premium related to core lines and strongest underwriting results since the company became public over 2 years ago. It has certainly been a busy few months. We believe that Atlas is now in its best financial and operating position since inception, and we're very excited about our significant future growth prospects. We were very pleased to report positive financial results across the board for 2012, highlighted by the following comparisons to full year 2011. A 31% increase in gross premium written, driven by significant growth in our core commercial auto line, which was up 169%. improvement in each of our financial ratios, resulting in a 29 percentage point improvement in our combined ratio to 102.4%. This ratio improved significantly in the second half of 2012 as compared to the first half of the year, with a fourth quarter combined of 97.5%. Net income for the year was $3.2 million, or 38 cents per share, and book value increased to $6.55 per share, up from $6.09 per share at December 31, 2011. We achieved these positive results by continuing to leverage our strong brands and the value proposition delivered through our original two subsidiaries, American Country and American Service, strictly targeting markets where our industry focus on small to mid-sized taxi, limousine, and paratransit operators makes sense. In 2012, we began to benefit from the potential of Atlas's strong independent agent network across 31 states, and our geographic reach is now expanded further with the acquisition of Gateway in early 2013. We only operate in markets that we feel have pricing metrics sustainable for long-term profitability. Geographically, Atlas is a more diverse company than it was a year ago. In 2011, 86% of our business originated from five states, with 60% of our written premium in the state of Illinois. This concentration was largely due to the non-standard auto line, which we shut down in 2011. As we began to exit non-core lines, we targeted specific markets in which to expand our core business where the pricing and competitive environments were favorable for long-term growth. We were pleased that in 2012, we had no state represent more than 30% of our business, and our top five states represented 73%. We expect this trend towards geographic diversification to continue with organic growth and the addition of Gateway's business, which I'll detail in a moment. While we are pleased with how far we've come as a result of our organic growth in Atlas's first 2 years, we recognize that scale and geographic reach are important components necessary to maximize profit. Thus, we were very pleased to close our acquisition of Gateway Insurance Company, a provider of similar commercial auto insurance in complementary U.S. markets. In short, it was an acquisition that made both strategic and economic sense. We acquired the company for approximately tangible book and expect to add more than $10 million of annual taxi and limo premium as a result of the deal in the first year. With Gateway being an admitted carrier in 46 states, including nine in which Atlas was not active, the largest being California, the combination served to broaden our reach. As a result of the acquisition, Atlas's core lines are now being sold in 40 states plus the District of Columbia. The process of integrating Gateway into our operations is already well underway. We expect to keep the brand name and the strong heritage attached to the company and are excited about the potential this acquisition to the Atlas Group of Companies provides to our agents and policyholders. Before I turn it over to Paul for a review of the quarterly financials, let me take a moment to address Atlas and the capital markets. On February 12th, we priced our U.S. IPO, which included the sale of 1.5 million newly registered shares and 2.6 million shares from a selling shareholder. The price of the offering was $5.85. We closed on February 15th. Additionally, our underwriters exercised their overallotment option and purchased an additional 451,500 common shares on March 14th. We were very pleased with the process. The U.S. IPO helped to diversify our shareholder base, achieved a NASDAQ market listing, and we expect to utilize the additional proceeds to support our strategic growth and capital allocation priorities. With that, I'll turn the call over to Paul for a review of our fourth quarter financial results.
Thanks, Scott. As mentioned earlier, this morning we issued our press release detailing Atlas's financial results for the fourth quarter and year ended December 31, 2012. We also filed our annual report on Form 10-K as well. I will now review the quarterly financial highlights and encourage investors to review our filed documents and feel free to contact us with any questions. In the fourth quarter of 2012, Atlas's gross premium written increased 17.8% as compared to the fourth quarter 2011 to $10.7 million. The primary drivers of this year-over-year growth were the elements Scott referenced earlier, including expansion in our core commercial auto writings and the decrease in non-standard auto business, which we exited in 2011 and earned off throughout 2012. Moving away from this non-standard line has allowed our company, including our independent agent network, to focus solely on our core program. The decrease in gross premium written for the third quarter 2012 to the fourth quarter related to the seasonal nature of our business. Atlas's net premium earned of $11.9 million for the fourth quarter 2012 represented an increase of 31.2% from the prior year quarter, largely due to the strong growth in gross premium written and our ceded premium remaining largely stable. Our key operating ratios for the quarter were as follows. For the fourth quarter 2012, Atlas's loss ratio was 67.7% compared to 92.5% in the prior year quarter and 65.5% in the third quarter 2012. It is important to note that the fourth quarter 2011 loss ratio was negatively impacted by approximately $1.8 million of reserve development, which added 19.8 percentage points to the Q4 2011 loss ratio. While this accounts for some of the year-over-year improvement, an additional 5 percentage points of loss ratio improvement was the result of our business mix shifting to predominantly core commercial lines of business. Acquisition costs were $1.9 million in the fourth quarter 2012, or 15.9% of net premium earned, as compared to 21.5% in the prior year quarter and 16.6% from the third quarter of 2012. The significant year-over-year change is the result of our shift away from non-core lines of business. Other underwriting expense ratio was 13.9% in the fourth quarter compared to 55.7% in the prior year quarter and down from 15.5% from the third quarter 2012. In the fourth quarter of 2011, the company received IRS approval to terminate a legacy pension plan. This termination added 28 percentage points to the underwriting expense ratio for the fourth quarter 2011. The remaining year-over-year improvement of 14% was the result of positive operational changes we've implemented coupled with our increased scale. As we've noted in past calls, this is one area where we believe continuing improvement will be seen as premium growth continues. We feel that the company has a sufficient operating infrastructure in place to sustain additional growth in premium without considerable increases in costs in the near term. Once we reach our minimum efficient scale of $50 to $60 million in net premium earned, we expect our OUE will trend to a run rate of approximately 10 to 12% of net premium earned. As a result of the improvements I have indicated, the company's combined ratio for the fourth quarter 2012 was 97.5%, compared to 169.7% in the prior year quarter. This was down slightly from 97.6% in the third quarter of 2012. Now let me move to the investment side. Atlas's cash and invested assets at December 31, 2012 were $120.8 million as compared to $127.9 million at December 31, 2011. This decrease was expected as we continued to pay claims pertaining to legacy business. Over the next few quarters, we believe this trend will flatten and then begin to turn as we continue to expand the premium in our core lines. The acquisition of Gateway will add approximately $30 million to our cash and invested asset balances. It should also be noted that these amounts do not reflect the proceeds from the company stock offering that was completed last month. The offering impact and the consolidation of Gateway will be reported in the first quarter 2013 numbers. Investment income, excluding net realized gains, decreased by 8.4% to $575,000 in the fourth quarter of 2012, compared to $628,000 in the prior year quarter. These amounts are primarily comprised of interest income. We continue to maintain a steady investment strategy. 90% of our fixed maturity investments holdings have an average S&P rating of AA, which is comparable to the prior year. The average duration of our fixed income portfolio is approximately 3.6 years. During the quarter, Atlas reported net income of $1.2 million, or 15 cents per fully diluted common share, compared to a net loss of $3 million, or a loss of 53, $0.06 per basic and diluted share from the prior year quarter. It's important to note that while we were able to utilize a small portion of our deferred tax asset in the fourth quarter, the company carries a valuation allowance related to capital loss and net operating loss carryforwards of $1.33 per fully diluted common share as at December 31, 2012. We have received a few questions surrounding the current share position following the completion of our recent share consolidation and our U.S. IPO. As there were a number of moving parts, it is important to note that currently Atlas's total common shares outstanding are 8,095,892. This share count includes the impact of the 1-for-3 share consolidation and the newly issued shares as a result of our U.S. IPO, both of which were completed in the first quarter 2013. With that, let me turn it back to Scott for a brief review of market trends and our outlook for Atlas.
Thanks, Paul. Our financial results are now beginning to show the potential of our business model and the impact of our targeted focus on specialty core commercial auto lines. Our goal for 2013 is to continue to leverage Atlas as a strategic growth platform. The acquisition of Gateway, coupled with the additional financing as a result of our U.S. IPO, provides our company with a strong foundation on which to build. Let me take a moment to provide background on the market and the direction in which Atlas is headed. AM Best estimates the entire U.S. commercial auto insurance market to be approximately $24 billion. That includes long-haul trucking, bus, etc. For the markets we serve, taxi, limousine, and paratransit, we believe that the market is a $1.5 billion subset of the broader commercial auto universe of premium. Our vision is to always be an industry leader in this market, and we feel Atlas has the strong platform necessary to fulfill this objective. On this basis, we project proportionate market share to be approximately 20% or in the range of $200 to $250 million in premium potential. The users of the commercial auto lines we write have industry-specific needs, and our value proposition in terms of underwriting, customer service, and claim handling are specifically designed around these needs. As a result, we're able to charge a higher-than-average rate and secure better retention than would be expected from a generalist. We understand the sophisticated and sometimes challenging needs of our target market. Our underwriting and other day-to-day policy management services are designed to accommodate the needs and priorities of our distribution channel and customer base. When our clients get into an accident, their business is on hold. We keep downtime short, which has a direct economic benefit to our policyholders. Our value proposition is resonating with our distribution channel and policyholders alike, and allows us to compete on product and service attributes as opposed to price alone. We're also seeing consistent positive pricing improvements in the overall commercial auto market. From an exposure standpoint, we feel that our company has a distinct advantage as a result of Atlas's selected target markets. In recent history, the margins on commercial auto have outperformed the property and casualty industry at large, and there isn't a large exposure to catastrophe risk. In our particular niche, we feel the exposure is even better than commercial auto in general, as the severity of our accidents is also typically lower than other commercial auto lines as a result of the type of vehicle usage related to our target market. We manage a lot of fender benders, which also adds to the value of our service component. Our business is centered on service and expertise. The success we've had is a direct result of the hard work and dedication of the people at Atlas, and I commend our entire team for their efforts and ability. To sum up, we're excited about Atlas's recent activities and results. We're confident that we have the platform in place, the people to execute on our strategy, and adequate capital to take advantage of the opportunities in front of us. With that, Paul and I are happy to take questions. Haley, please open the line. I apologize. It sounds like there may be some technical difficulties. Haley, are you available to open the lines for Q&A?
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star and then the number one. Please unmute your phone and record your name clearly when prompted. Your name is required to introduce your question. To withdraw your request, press star followed by the number two. One moment, please, for the first question. Our first question comes from Mr. Paul Newsome. Sir, your line is now open.
Thank you, and good morning. I was wondering if you could chat a little bit more about some of the sales efforts in the states outside of, where you, not in the core states of Gateway, but the additional states like California and such.
Sure, I'd be happy to. At this point, we have approximately 320 independent agents. We try to focus on having a sufficient number of agents in any state where we're active to feel that we can achieve that 20% proportionate market share. And so as we look at growth, we do expect it to be much more diverse in 2013 than it was in 2012, continuing that trend that we highlighted from 11 to 12. In terms of premium potential, California is one of the larger premium potential states. Gateway had written about $1 million of our core lines of business in that state last year. We know the opportunity to write significantly more business exists, and our underwriting team have relationships not only with agents that represent Gateway, but other agents that they had worked with in the past. And so we do feel that we're going to be able to hit the ground running in California. And that will be one of the largest growth potential states from the Gateway acquisition. But in general, like we've commented before, a criteria that we use in deciding states to expand into is that within the first 12 to 24 months, we want to be able to write anywhere from $1 to $3 million worth of premium. And so we do expect that we have that potential in all of the 40 states plus D.C. in which we're currently active.
Great. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Mr. Dan Farrell. Sir, your line is now open.
Hi, and good morning.
Morning, Dan.
Morning, Dan.
I was wondering if you could talk a little bit more about the excess taxi program that you guys added this year. Maybe just update us again on how that all came about, and then what was the exact impact in the quarter for growth related to that, and how do you think about that going forward?
Sure, I'd be happy to touch on that. So that program is really designed to provide essentially protection for self-insured owners of numerous New York taxi medallions. And so a New York taxi medallion right now goes for about $1 million. So somebody who has 50 or more has a fairly significant net worth. And often want to self-insure the working layer of their insurance program. And so this program essentially provides them with protection for the occasional severity loss that they might see. Their retention will generally be between $15,000 and $35,000, which, you know, if we look at our average severities for taxi business in New York, you know, that encompasses the vast majority of the claims. But these people are not insurance operators, so they don't own insurance infrastructure. So with this program, we were able to provide some claims management oversight, really work as their insurance operator, partnering with specific law firms who are really dedicated to serving the taxi industry in New York. It's worth noting that we have direct relationships with the owners of more than 50% of the medallions that participate in that program. And it's a program that has been handled by the agent with whom we're working for decades, literally. So it's a well-established program. There was lots of data for us to review before we made the decision to enter. So far the results have been very positive. So we think it's a good addition to the overall book of business. It also gives us a great opportunity to have a market presence in New York where on a first dollar basis there's still a very significant amount of price competition. For the traditional types of insurance business, but we expect as the market continues to harden, the rate adequacy there might increase, which would give us an opportunity to expand our direct first-dollar business there as well, having the infrastructure and expertise that we've accumulated over the years and that we're currently deploying for that excess program. So it does have a real strategic benefit for us in terms of long-term presence in New York. In terms of the impact on the quarter, Dan, the program renews in the third quarter, and so you saw in our third quarter results a fairly significant increase in written premium. This program represented approximately $12 million of that written premium. Of course, like all of our business, it earns ratably over the 12-month policy period. And so when you look at fourth quarter, Obviously, the written premium came down because, again, it's a program that renews in the third quarter each year. And so you won't see any significant written premium from that program in the fourth, first, or second quarters. We would expect to see the written premium in the third quarter, and then, of course, that business will earn over a number of years. The guidance I would give in terms of the growth for that program going forward, it'll probably stay pretty consistent. Again, there's only a limited number of individuals with that significant a presence in the New York market as a medallion holder, and the criteria to participate in that program is very selective. So we don't expect that program to grow at the same rate that we expect our overall business to grow at.
Okay. And then just another question. Your loss ratio ticked up a little bit sequentially. Now, I realize we've only had a couple of quarters where the results are mainly being driven by the core taxi business. But I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about the loss cost trends that you're observing in your business and the marketplace overall.
It's the quarter-over-quarter change was really just business mix in terms of the premium that's earning on the books. It wasn't the result of it isn't a trend. And so we are actually expecting the loss ratio to generally be trending down as a result of the fact that we have been able to put fairly meaningful rate increases into the market, especially as we see the market continue to harden. So, the fourth quarter loss ratio was about 67%. We're actually pricing closer to a 60 at this point. And so overall, as I say, we'd expect that to trend down, but on a quarter-over-quarter basis, you may see it fluctuate up or down a little bit, depending on the business mix for the premium that's earning in.
That's helpful. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the questions.
Sir, at this time, there are no further questions. So once again, to ask a question, please press star, then the number one. You will be prompted to record your name. To withdraw your request, please press star and then the number two. At this time, sir, there are no further questions.
Thank you, Haley. If there's no further questions, we'd like to thank everyone for joining us and look forward to speaking with you again during the first quarter financial results conference call.
Thank you. That concludes today's conference. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.